views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Reclaim your power and learn to live your most amazing life with Mike Murphy Unfiltered Radio. Unfettered, unflinching, unafraid. Tune in every Thursday from noon to 2 Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Mike explores authentic and relevant truth and powerful conversations with some of the world's most renowned game changers. This hit show taps the dynamic principles of the creation frequency to unleash unlimited infinite potential and guide you to manifesting the highest possibilities of your heart. Level up your life and rewire your programming. Think new thoughts and create true freedom. Let's expand energy, build true health and explosive frequency consciousness together. Powerful people, powerful conversations, powerful listeners. Infinite possibilities, fostering peace and joy with an unfiltered heart. Now, here's Mike Murphy, Unfiltered.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the Mike Murphy Unfiltered Show, and I'm Mike Murphy, coming to you today from beautiful, let's say, kind of rainy, cloudy Oakland, California. So I'm up north today, and so excited about today's show. Two amazing guests, both come out of the health industry, but they're experts in creating ultimate health for you, but more importantly, they're passionate about what's going on in the world, and they're working like crazy to make a difference. And they're just, I think you're going to really enjoy their guest today. Our first one is John Freeborn Welch. He's going to come to us from Chicago, Illinois in just a little bit. And in the second hour, we're going to bring in Jason Kristoff, and he's going to come to us from Canada. And you're going to be blown away by today's show. I just know it. Before we get started, before I bring John on, I want to just tell you a little bit, because we're going to get a little controversial on some of the subjects today. I just have this feeling. I've been researching these two amazing men for the past 24 hours. I've been blown away by what they're doing in the world and how they're trying to wake people up to the truth and how you can protect your body and more importantly, the well-being of your family, especially your children. And so I just want to tell you that what happened to me. Okay, so I was married to an amazing woman, and she's diagnosed with breast cancer at the age of 29, and she passed away at the age of 38. In the last 6 months of her life, the doctor said, hey, if you do nothing, you have 6 weeks to live, and if you treat it, you have 6 months to live. And of course, that was devastating news for both of us, and so she chose to fight it, and she lived about 6 months, exactly. And when she was gone, I was emotionally devastated. And I didn't have anything to do because the last 6 months I'd spent entirely with her and focused on her well-being. And so I had all this time on my hands. And, you know, up to that point, I was just like everybody else in the world, working hard, raising a family, trying to do the best I could in the world. And now I had all this time. So I started to explore because there were things in this fighting cancer for 9 years that really started to wake me up to what's really going on because it wasn't working. And it was very torturous and very painful. And then we lost faith in it, you know, frankly, and she eventually died. And I believe she died from the treatment more so than the cancer. And so I started investigating the world. And, you know, I started with the JFK assassination up to 9/11 and a zillion other things, okay? And I would go to people, I say, hey, you know, I watched this thing about JFK. You know, they say the shooter was behind him, but when I watched the video, his brains literally come out the back of his head and land on the trunk of the car. Oh, you're one of those conspiracy theorists. Well, no, not really. I'm just curious about this video. And they go, I go, you know, and then 9/11, I understand there's 2,000 engineers and architects that say that there's no way that those buildings could have fallen like that, especially building 7 that came down in 7 or 8 seconds in free fall. Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. No, I'm really not. I'm just curious how that happened and how the BBC announced to the world that it had come down when it was standing behind the reporter's shoulder, already still standing. And then it came down 20 minutes later. So these things got me to thinking, what's going on here? So then I started to understand what the government does or certain people in the government, I might say, that And then I realized that in 1967, the CAA published a memo to call anybody that was questioning the Warren Commission report that investigated the JFK assassination conspiracy theorist. And so they started putting it. And in addition to that, in the 50s, they created a plan called Operation Mockingbird, where they infiltrated all the news organizations, radio, TV, newspapers, and they either paid people to tell them, report what they told them to report, or they put their own people in there to become reporters. And so they started controlling the news, the propaganda that they were broadcasting to us. And then in 1996, Clinton signed the Telecommunications Act that made it possible for monopolies to own many, many stations in the same market. Before that was limited. You could only own one radio station, one TV station, one newspaper. So you had, and I hate to say this, fair and balanced reporting, at least more so than in the past. And then once that was created, you realize that today there's six corporations that own 1,500 radio or television stations, 2,500 radio stations, most of the newspapers. And these are huge international global corporations such as Viacom, 21st Century Fox, Sony Corporation, Comcast, Walt Disney. So all these big corporations that are controlled by the elite, the bankers, are really selling us propaganda and what's going to serve them and not serve you and me. And even in 2013, they repealed the propaganda ban. And so it's now it's legal for the United States government to put out propaganda or falsehoods and things that aren't truth to try to get us to do what they want us to do. And, you know, I'm sure many of you have heard this story, how to boil a frog, because if you throw a frog in boiling water, it's going to jump out. So you put the frog in very tepid water and you gradually turn up the temperature until it's boiling and it doesn't have time to jump out. And so I'm 61 years old. So I grew up in America. I was born in 57. And man, it's just a completely different world than when I grew up in. You know, I mean, I went through this experience with cancer and I researched that. I'm not going to give my opinion on that today. But the world is changing dramatically. And what I see is the dollar's just being evaporated. Taxes are going through the roof. All the governments were broke. You know, I wouldn't mind paying all the taxes I pay if they did something decent with the money. But they don't. They just waste it. And it's unbelievable. And so they're getting rid of the middle class. And so you're going to have the elite and you're going to have a bunch of slaves. And that's how I feel right now. And so I just wanted to get into this because if you're listening and we start talking about vaccinations or we start talking about, you know, things that, you know, most people throw out conspiracy theory, just please open your mind. Listen, we're not trying to BS you. We're not getting paid to do this. We have a real passion to wake people up to the truth because children are being damaged. And right, families are being broken, mothers' hearts are being torn wide open, and you know the elite are very, very smart. They're organized. They have leadership. They have plans. They have meetings. They, you know, and how to get our money and put it into their pocket, which is brilliant, right? And for people like me and our guests today, we don't have an organization. We're just individuals out there beating our head against the wall, trying to wake up as many people as possible. So maybe we can gain some human momentum to try to save humanity. And this is just one subject that we're going to get in today, folks. There's so many more. Look at the toxicity in this planet. You know, look at all the plastic in the oceans. Look at these fake foods. You know, we did a show a few weeks ago with Dane Whittington, geoengineeringwatch.org. What are they spraying out of these airplanes and what's it doing to our health and our body? So I want to bring our guest on real quick, even though we're going to go to a break shortly after that. But this man is just, I've been studying for the last 24 hours and it just blows me away. And he did a great Facebook post yesterday and his name is John Freeborn. And he'll explain that. Welch. He's a fitness expert, a pain management expert, and just a passionate man when it comes to vaccinations. And so, John, welcome to Mike Murphy Unfiltered.
Hey, Mike Murphy. Thank you for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
We have to go to break in just a couple minutes, but I wanted to bring you on before the break and just get your opinion on that little information that I just gave out there as far as the CIA and propaganda. How do you see it?
I'm ready to like just go crazy right now. I mean, you got me super fired up. Yeah, you know, they're not on our side and they're doing whatever they can to, in my opinion, keep us unwell and sick. And it's our job to cut through that. And really, that's what I saw when I was a kid, when I was going through a lot of the things I was going through with pain, where I would say to my folks, like, well, what is this? The things they're asking you to do and for me to do are not serving me. And so a long, long time ago, I came up with the direction that I'm in now. And I got to tell more and more people. It's mm-hmm. like every day I wake up, it's like, who else can I share this stuff with and have them actually listen?
Yeah. You know, and what really, so just before my wife passed away, and this was 2011, she passed away in June, but in May, when it was pretty obvious she didn't have much time left, her amazingly courageous mother, there was just me, her parents, and her sister in the hospital bed. And the doctor just told her, if we don't get you a certain chemo by tomorrow, you won't be alive in 24 hours. And her mother asked the most courageous question, where she said, Margo, what is it that you want from us for the rest of our lives? I mean, it just blew my mind. I just immediately started crying. And she sat up in her bed like she's a CEO of AT&T. And she went around the room and she told each one of us what she wanted. And she said to me, continue to be a good man. And honestly, I didn't think I was that good a man, frankly. But with that mandate, I started to try to become a better man. And then I started really researching. And there's a line, I think it was Einstein, I can't remember who, but said that evil exists because good men do nothing. And Dietrich Bonhoeffer, that was in Nazi Germany, said that a righteous man lives for the next generation. So, you know, I'm 61 years old, but I have 4 kids. I have 5 grandkids, 1 on the way. And perhaps, ladies and gentlemen, perhaps reincarnation really is real. And if it is, and this place is a mess, what are we going to reincarnate back to? So if you want to make it a selfish issue, frankly, I do it for my kids and your grandkids and my grandkids. I do it for humanity. I think this is a really cool little place that we got going on here, but we're screwing it up. And that's breaking my heart, frankly. So when we come back, I'm going to ask John about pain and pain management. I know so many of you are suffering from pain. Why? We don't even eat real food anymore. So all of our guts are messed up. And then there's physical pain of all the stress that we live under, which causes inflammation, which leads to disease, and then we're screwed. So it's important that we learn how to get out of pain. So we'll be back in just a couple minutes with our special guest, and you'll learn how to control your pain. Be right back.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at louparadise.com.
Hi, and welcome. My name is Mike Murphy, and I'm so happy and excited that you found my website. I really feel that if you spend a little time here and explore what we have going on, you're going to find a lot of free content that can really help take your life to another level. And maybe you'll purchase some of our programs or maybe donate to our nonprofit foundation and help us make the world a little better. After my wife passed away, another young woman came into my life that had stage 4 breast cancer. And she was the same age as my wife when she had passed away, age 38. Her name was Amanda. And shortly after my wife died, so there I was in the same hospitals, doing the same procedures, going through the same kind of stuff. And it was very surreal. And unbeknownst to me at the time, that was the beginning of what is now called the Love for Margo Foundation, which we started in January 2012. And we initially started out helping women with cancer that were below the poverty line, didn't have their own resources. So we would provide them with financial grants and stuff like that. And so you can go to the Love for Margo site and learn more about what we do there, because we've transitioned that to help youth now as well. So I don't want to go too long here. I'm grateful that you found the site. I hope you explore our work. I hope you become a partner with us in either supporting our nonprofit work or buying the course for the creation frequency or listening to our radio show. However you ended up here, we're just glad you're here. Give us your email address. Stay in touch with us. We really are
are driven to make the world a better place, period, in the conversation. And to do that, we need everybody to wake up to what's really going on and realize that they've been programmed to think that they're less powerful than they really are. And it's all about taking our own personal power back, owning it, and going out there and getting healthy, strong, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and going out there and wherever they're suffering, lend a hand and bring someone up. And that will transform whatever is going on there and make the world just a much brighter, sweeter, more beautiful place. And that's my goal. That's my mission. And thank you for listening. And I wish you nothing but the best. Thank you.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Mike Murphy Unfiltered Show. And we have a special guest, John Freeborn Welch. Okay, I got to know. What's the Freeborn?
Okay, so Freeborn is a family name. I found it in 2005 when helping my folks move out of our home that we lived in for years. And it was one of those old, yellowed out paper copies of an ancestry. And I couldn't make much sense of it, but I did see this name Freeborn. And it struck me as soon as I read it, I was like, wow, that name is so cool. And who is this guy? And what was he all about? And I had no idea. And I really still don't have any idea. But in 05, I attempted to throw that name in the hat to name our son that, and my wife shot it down. but the way I found out more about it was in 2012, as I would commonly be discussing conspiracy theories on Facebook. My twin brother, called me out one day and said, man, you gotta be quiet with all these conspiracies because you're going to get yourself in trouble with your clients and people aren't going to want to come to you. And so I was working from a fear state in a way, but I changed my Facebook name to Freeborn Welch. And in 2017, Facebook took my account away and said I couldn't use that name anymore. Wow. So the serendipity in that, even though I loved having that name and a lot of people came to know me by that name, was that a cousin of mine sent me an ancestry that he had done up with another relative, taking it all the way back to the 1600s. And that's when I found out that I'm actually descendant of a slave.
Wow.
And here we are. You know, I think that our society has a lot of slaves that don't even realize they're slaves, but you know, Philip Welch, when he was 9 years old, was kidnapped from his bed in Ireland and brought to Boston. And he you know, served a master for 9 years before he won his freedom in court.
Wow.
And, you know, and I have to think, I believe in you know, you dabbled on, you know, the idea of, you know, being born again and, do we come back? And, I just feel like a lot of me channels that energy as if I'm on that ship, you know, being sailed across the sea, having no idea where I'm at and forever, you know, like I feel like that sort of energy is in me all the time. And yeah, the urgency to take back what we have before whomever is trying to take it from us. This is about, you know, the next 10 generations for me.
Exactly. And I love the name and I'll tell you why. And so I always talk about this, you know, there's all these systems, you know, we're born into a medical system, placed into a family system, placed into a religious system, and then a education system. And then we grow up in a political system and an economic system and all these systems. Right. And what do we really want? We want to be free. You know, we're born free. But that lasts about 30 seconds. And then the needle goes in the arm, the shit goes in the eyes, they cut off half your whatever. And, you know, you're in the system. And there's a lot of theories about that. We're not going to get into it today. So
I read that you had club feet. I'm not even 100% sure what that is, but I think it caused a lot of pain in your life. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's the best solution I have for why I had pain when I was a kid. But so club feet are when the feet are turned in. So I sort of had like monkey feet, if you will. My feet were turned in facing each other. And the solution at the time, and still is a solution from what I gather, is to cast the legs. So I had casts from the middle of my feet up until my upper thigh. And then there was a bar that connected the cast.
Wow.
Apologies. Am I back?
That's okay. Right. Yeah, you're back. What age did they put the braces on?
The best I have, my folks had said it was somewhere between 6 months to 18 months. So for about a year, I was in the hospital every week getting new casts put on and learned how to crawl with casts on and learned how to walk with casts on and to chase my brother around. And fortunately, I have straight ankles and feet. So that's cool. But I believe a lot of the pain I had when I was a child, everything ached, everything hurt, joints hurt, shin splints like crazy. There was always a pain someplace. And I believe it was related to the club feet and or the casting and all that, the pressure and force. I think about it. When I was a little infant, I was trapped on my back at night sleeping with these casts with a bar. The only way I could figure out how to roll over or move was to exert. Yeah. Now, I do have abdominal wall muscles that I'd like a lot. And I wonder how much of that came from having to haul around these casts at such a young age. Yeah. But, I forgave the third leading cause of death for that a long time ago. Yeah. And just appreciate it. But yeah, I had to figure out how to deal with that pain because it was there all the time when I was a kid.
So first of all, we have one thing in common. I read, you were a busboy in a country club, as was I, but in doing so, you injured your wrist severely and it took a long time to figure that out. So just briefly on that, but more importantly, how do you get out of pain? How do you manage your pain? Tell us, because you talked about being addicted to a leave and stuff like that. So how did you learn to manage your pain?
So the wrist, if you can see my wrist over here has this bump right here. Yeah. That was from carrying heavy oval trays of food. And it really just popped out one day and it hurt like crazy. It took literally 30 years, almost, 25 years to figure out what it is. It's basically fascia. Fascia was ripped out here.
Yeah.
So the insides are trying to pop out. When I was about 25 years old, after, seeing doctor after doctor, being hooked on a leave, because I couldn't sleep at night. This kept me up for hours, typically every night. Right. The doctor said, hey, we can cut it open. We can do this. We can do that. And, there you go. And I said, well, is it going to take the pain away? His response was, I have no idea. It might make it worse. And at that point I said, you know what? Nobody cares about my pain more than me. And I just went to work and I started noticing, and I had already noticed if I was, honest with myself, but the things I did in my life would predicate the pain. So if I went out on a weekend and I drank a whole bunch of beer, like I would do back in my mid-20s, ate a bunch of crappy food, stayed up late, lifted weird, too much weight, whatever. Like the pain was definitely relative to how I was living. And that's really when I started to go about eliminating the pain through my actions. And I started looking at my nutrition. I looked at my hydration. I was looking at how I was behaving, how I was thinking. Like the thinking for me is the biggest thing, because I believe pain is a gift. It's a wonderful expression of the body. It's here to tell, pain is here to tell me that my body loves me. And whenever I have a pain, I immediately go to that immediately. And because if I'm sitting with a sense of love for the pain, an appreciation for what it's doing for me, I'm in a healing state, a healing frequency. If I resent the pain, if I have hardship or, anger toward the pain, I believe that gets the pain to stick around.
Mm. Interesting. So do you do any meditation or any techniques to just block it out of your mind? How do you go about that?
Well, you know, I talk about turning off pain or you know, eliminating pain. My goal is to not necessarily block the pain. And I think that I could do that to some extent if I really wish to through meditation. What I want to do is to explore the pain. I want to observe the pain and appreciate where it's coming from and why it's happening, because now I can go about getting into its mode of behavior and thinking, and then figure out what I can do to counter it.
Right.
So it's more of a journey, an expression in listening.
It's kind of a conscious awareness, right? You know,
correct.
I'm not going to freak out. I'm not going to flee from this. Here it is. I'm going to experience it. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I would imagine that tends to dissipate it.
The pain. Yeah, for sure. You know, in a way, it can calm it right away. I'll see this with clients all the time. You know, just getting them to, you know, start to dive into their breathing. You know, there's not a lot of rocket science going on here. There's six factors that are going to impact the pain or any change physically. Really is the thinking, breathing, drinking, eating, exercise, and sleep.
Right.
So these are the places I go. Now the breathing just happens to be crucial and unbelievably enormous, because that overlaps into pretty much every other of the six.
Got it.
If I get into breathing and I start to open up my system and in my consciousness, that's you know, 1A of anything else that's going to happen.
Folks, we got to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'm going to talk to John and ask him about vaccinations. He's had some surreal experiences around that subject, and it's a really hot topic in the world right now. So please stay with us. We'll be right back.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Hi, and welcome. My name is Mike Murphy, and I'm so happy and excited that you found my website. I really feel that if you spend a little time here and explore what we have going on, you're going to find a lot of free content that can really help take your life to another level. And maybe you'll purchase some of our programs or maybe donate to our nonprofit foundation and help us make the world a little better. And the beautiful thing about the creation frequency and this law of manifestation, the way the mystery man taught it to me, I've never seen it taught anywhere since. We do it in a very unique way. We've created a powerful course. And so I don't want to go too long here. I'm grateful that you found the site. I hope you explore our work. I hope you become a partner with us in either supporting our nonprofit work or buying the course for the creation frequency or listening to our radio show. However you ended up here, we're just glad you're here. Give us your email address. Stay in touch with us. We really are driven to make the world a better place, period, in the conversation. And to do that, we need everybody to wake up to what's really going on and realize that they've been programmed to think that they're less powerful than they really are. And it's all about taking our own personal power back, owning it, and going out there and getting healthy, strong, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and going out there and wherever they're suffering, lend a hand and bring someone up. And that will transform whatever is going on there and make the world just a much brighter, sweeter, more beautiful place. And that's my goal. That's my mission. And thank you for listening. And I wish you nothing but the best. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Mike Murphy Unfiltered, and we have a super special guest today, John Welch, coming to us from the Chicago, Illinois area. John, tell me about your experience with vaccinations.
Well, I remember being 5 years old and having arguments with my mom and dad about getting vaccinated. And to me, I just, looking back on it, I like to think that I just inherently knew that this was completely messed up and didn't make any sense. But really, the pivotal moment in my entire career, as it turns out, it was going into high school. I went to the doc, you know, to do the physical thing. I was going to play football and some other sports that year. And, you know, so I had all these forms signed. And, you know, at the end of the appointment, the doctor said, okay, we're all set. You're ready to go. Thanks a lot. Have a great school year. Oh, we just need to. And it was just like a passing thing. Oh, we just need to get your shots on the way out. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, we're good. Actually, we don't need the shots. We're fine. Everybody's good here. Thanks a lot. Have a good one. We're going to see you later. And it turned into about a 30-minute dissertation from the doctor, the nurses, the office staff, my mom, everybody cornering this, you know, 13-year-old kid, 14, however old I would have been. But I put up a fight. I mean, hey, if I could go back into my little boy me then and whisper in the ear, I could give him an earful. Right. But you know, I didn't know. And I finally broke to the pressure. And that's really where I found that as I left that clinic that day, you know, I was like, okay, I could blow up this clinic. I could slash this guy's tires. I could, you know, I was rattling through these things, right? Like, what am I going to do? You know, this effing, you know, what? So then I said, you know what? I'm never, ever, ever, ever going to be a victim again, ever, never. Mm-hmm. And really that was a shift, you know, for me in a big way to say, okay, I'm going to look at what I'm doing. You know, that's right when this pain started. Mm-hmm. And now looking back, I didn't put this together till later, but about 2 or 3 days after that vaccine, I was out in the yard playing with my brother and a neighbor. And all of a sudden my buddy's like, dude, what's up with you? And I'm like, what are you talking about? I had hives all over my entire body.
Wow.
And now my dad rushes me to the same clinic. And by the time I got to the clinic, the hives had disappeared. So like literally they were there for like 30 minutes and then they disappeared. And the doctors thought it was that strawberry I ate earlier that day.
Right.
And it was just like, sort of like nothing to see here. And I didn't think of it, you know, but I'm sure that was a connection, you know, to the vaccine.
Let me ask you this. I'm in California. You're in Illinois. What's the law now in Illinois as far as vaccinating your children if they want to go to school?
Well, they have the religious exemption in play here in Illinois.
Okay.
However, you know, they're constantly messing with this stuff. You know, we have Dick Durbin as one of our senators. His name is super fitting. And you know, he's driving it. I'm not sure about Tammy Duckworth, but she's driving it. I'm sure, I would guess. It's just my assumption at this point. But, you know, I think every state is in a situation right now. You know, go ahead.
Well, in California, I think it's mandatory now, and you have to vaccinate your children. That's just mind blowing to me, you know? And, you know, I was reading the other day, you know, when they first started schools, you know, and where you had to send your children to school, you know, the 20s or 30s, whatever it had, they had truant officers, right? Because the people said, I'm going to educate my kids. You're not going to take them and take them away and teach them. I'll teach them myself. And so they had to hire people to go to these farms and force these parents to take their kids. This is what this is reminding me of right now. You know, what happened to our freedom?
Oh, oh my gosh. I think the schooling system really got rolling in the 1850s, if I remember. And people were like, no, like as a whole. Right.
Right.
But it's the total boiling bunny thing. Right. You know, whatever. Right. It's the slow, you know, they've got patience. They have so much patience.
Exactly.
Right. Because they just know that they have the radio, they have the TV, you know, they've got the short attention span theater of people. They know that a live repeated over and over for 10 minutes. I mean, now it used to be a live repeated, you know, for a year would overwhelm like 100 years of truth. Now it's a lie repeated for like a week.
Yeah.
Well, and because it just demolishes the truth.
When you and me were growing up, I mean, you had 30 minutes of local news and you had 30 minutes of national news. Now it's 24/7. I mean, their ability to mind control and to brainwash us. And now with the internet, you know, and what's driving me crazy right now. So, you know, I'm looking for truth, right? But they have disinformation people all over the place spreading, you know, falsehoods. And it's getting more and more difficult to discern who's who, what's what, and what's going on. But every time I read an article about these babies getting a vaccination and then becoming autistic the next day, you know, a triplets the other day got shot and boom, all three of them are autistic the next day. Come on, man. You know, and if you read the ingredients or if you read the warning, it says, hey, this could cause all this stuff, all this damage, you know, and it's just out of control.
Oh, yeah, you know, I mean, it is crazy, and they just keep doing it, right? And so we've got this measles epidemic, this measles outbreak, and it's anything but that. I mean, there's no outbreak here. This is just nothingness. Right? But they just keep pounding it, and then they, you know, they're getting people to turn against people. You know, I'm sure I have friends of mine who are sort of like, you know, I got a neighbor, I don't think he's on Facebook at all or watching this, but like, you know, I told him, you know, a year ago, we got into a vaccine talk. Ever since then, every time I see this guy, he kind of looks at me like, don't talk to me, don't talk to me, don't talk to me, don't talk to me.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think it's that.
Well, it's interesting researching this show. I ran across a book called, I think it's called Dr. Mary's Monkey that I bought last night on Kindle and started reading it. And it just gets into the craziness of everything that's going on and how that, you know, the government admitted that in the polio vaccines, there were cancer-causing ingredients in there. And it was just blown. Millions of people got cancer as a result of this. And there was no really fallout. And we're still, now we're just ramping up more and more of vaccinations. It's insane.
It's quite the opposite with polio too. I mean, it's not like we said, oh wow, look how horrifically bad polio was, and that SV40 virus that they put in there that's, you know, responsible for, I think I read it, it's responsible for over half of the lymphoma cancer cases that we have even today still.
Right.
And so it's not like we say, oh, that was so bad. No, polio, the polio vaccine is like the crown jewel. Right. Of vaccines. That's the one that every single time you start bringing up vaccines to people, they're like, well, what about polio? Mm-hmm. When really it had everything to do with DDT and all
arsenic,
the different.
Right? Wasn't it arsenic on the fruit and the apples?
I believe so. And it's just general chemicals, you know, like, you know, they're putting a bunch, you know, this factory's putting chemicals in the water over here. And then down the river, you know, there's an outbreak of polio.
Right.
And so, you know, when they shifted away from DDT and the chemicals was about the same time they brought the vaccine in, and then they just prop it up and say, hey, look what a great thing the vaccine did.
If I'm working with you and you're coaching me, what kind of diet are you going to suggest?
I'm going to suggest that people listen to their body. I'm not a huge fan of telling people what to eat, because I think that we all have such a different experience with it. Mm-hmm. I would say, you know, because people sort of really know how things are treating them, you know, if they really care to know.
Right.
So how about this? Pick foods that have enzymes in them. So pick real foods. Don't pick processed crap. Chew your food like crazy and like legitimately chew it. Break it down, because then my gut's going to have that much easier of time absorbing it. Like this guy, I keep it as simple as I possibly can. You know, like, you know, don't drink while you're eating. We don't want to mess up the HCL. You know, do this, do that. And then pick foods that you feel make you feel good afterward. You know, like if you eat something and then 30 minutes later you feel a little anxiety, you might want to take a look at what you just ate, because it's a good chance it was that food. Because we have the biological oscillators, right? We got the head, the heart, and the gut, and they're all intertwined. They're all working together. So, you know, what do I do? I personally, I've become a big fan of intermittent fasting in recent years. And, you know, I like that feeling of not having my gut filled with food all the time. I have, it's almost, you know, 3 o'clock my time here, and I have yet to have breakfast today, you know? So I find that for me, it works great to have, you know, two meals, maybe one larger meal a day. And I just eat high quality stuff.
Yeah, I saw a guy on the internet today, or a couple of days ago. I mean, just totally fit, 7-8% body fat, just a huge guy, vegetarian, one meal a day. And he can literally like lift a tree trunk, you know, just so strong, so ripped. That's all he eats.
Yeah.
You know?
So I got a buddy of mine who went like 80 days with no food at all. I mean, like he's like an oxygenarian.
Right. Yeah, I love it. Hey, listen, folks, we got to take one more break. So grateful that John is with us today, sharing his wisdom. And when he comes back, I want to talk to him about how he sees the world, how he envisions the future, because I believe that he thinks that we're at a turning point right now. And that if we don't, enough of us don't wake up, we could be in serious problems in the near future. We'll be right back. Yes.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
Hi, and welcome. My name is Mike Murphy, and I'm so happy and excited that you found my website. I really feel that if you spend a little time here and explore what we have going on, you're going to find a lot of free content that can really help take your life to another level. And maybe you'll purchase some of our programs or maybe donate to our nonprofit foundation and help us make the world a little better. And the beautiful thing about the creation frequency and this law of manifestation, the way the mystery man taught it to me, I've never seen it taught anywhere since. We do it in a very unique way. We've created a powerful course. And so I don't want to go too long here. I'm grateful that you found the site. I hope you explore our work. I hope you'll become a partner with us in either supporting our nonprofit work or buying the course for the creation frequency or listening to our radio show. However you ended up here, we're just glad you're here. Give us your email address. Stay in touch with us. We really are driven to make the world a better place, period, in the conversation. And to do that, we need everybody to wake up to what's really going on and realize that they've been programmed to think that they're less powerful than they really are. And it's all about taking our own personal power back, owning it, and going out there and getting healthy, strong, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and going out there and wherever they're suffering, lend a hand and bring someone up, and that will transform whatever is going on there and make the world just a much brighter, sweeter, more beautiful place. And that's my goal. That's my mission. And thank you for listening, and I wish you nothing but the best. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so glad you're with us today, and I'm so grateful that John Welch is our special guest. He's shared a lot of valuable information, and I hope you're getting something from this. And by the way, John, where can people find your work or learn more about what you're doing?
JohnWelchFitness.com is my website. And I'm excited to mention I'm soon to be releasing in the second quarter an online program. I'm breaking the chains of my gym, and I'm gonna get available online more than I am right now. But Freeborn Warrior University, it's a 5-pillar program. It takes people from learning how to become the observer of themselves to start to take away pain, and then they go through the explorer, the slayer. They become a finisher, which means they're gonna live a long, healthy life. And then finally, the fifth pillar is becoming the warrior, and that's where we get to go out and impact our world and take our world back from the insanity. That's really the legacy pillar.
So you're teaching people that they're much more powerful than they believe, and to take that power back and to create the ideal life for themselves.
Yeah, the individual, my heart out, right? Like everything I've got within me is critical, because if my inner terrain is not well, if it's not vibrant, if I'm in a state of flux, and in my opinion, they're doing everything they can to keep me out of sorts, from the cell tower that's just across the street over here to everything else that's happening, out of sorts, That's why it's crucial to have a game plan every day. I wake up in the morning, I do light therapy, and I do deep breathing, and I listen to binaural beats, and I do my stuff, because if I don't, I can feel myself coming apart at the seams. And so, yeah, I want people to understand that there's an enormous power with one heart and one mind and one gut. We need to see people flex their ego a little bit. I was just getting into this a little bit earlier today with somebody, but we've gotten people to squash their ego, which is really their purpose and their drive and who they are, how do they identify themselves as? And calm down that ego, buddy. What we need to actually embrace our ego and realize that we're warriors, and we have so much that we can give, and we can influence people, and open up, open up their line of thinking.
Exactly. And, yeah, we got to take our power back. I find it fascinating, they say we're born a sinner. I always wonder, what were you doing in there? You're born this perfect specimen of a baby, right?
Right.
And you're immediately, they want to take your power and make you a victim. And that's the furthest thing from what we are. I believe that a piece of the creator is inside of me. And that's my essence. That's my soul. That's my power. But you got to go within and tap into that. I always say, let's say Jesus really came here and really existed and taught all that stuff. Well, if he weighed 400 pounds, he never would have gotten off the couch. He'd still be eating there, eating Fritos and drinking Pepsi, right? So we got to take care of, even though this body is temporary, our soul is infinite and permanent in our essence, but we got to take care of this physical body so that we can go out there and create the life of our dreams, and then also serve others to create a much better world and break free of these chains that are getting tighter and tighter every day. So when you get into, tell me how you see the world right now and why you feel like there's a sense of urgency that people wake up and get involved and that we try to make this a better place.
Well, the world to me feels like a movie. Every day I wake up, I feel like I'm literally in a movie, and it's just like this, surreal thing happening. I hear theories about that, and I wonder if we're almost in some sort of, computer generated system, if we don't do our job, to the degree history can even be true, because it's his story, right? To the degree it's told 100 years from now, 200 years from now, 300 years from now, it's going to be written that this generation was the generation that saved the effing day.
Yeah.
Right. Amen. I'm going to say it that way. We didn't fall on our faces and cower down, but we're the generation that saved this place, right? This unbelievable place that we call Earth. Mm-hmm. And we got the job done, because right now they want our blood. They're already getting to it through the air and the EMFs and the food and the other stuff. All the conspiracies that we talk about, we haven't even brought up fluoride, which is one of the grand poobahs but now they want our blood directly with an effing needle. It just can't happen.
Right.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, it's insane. One, what we allow into our body, you know, we don't, all this processed food, we don't, and this is what breaks my heart the most. This is why I do what I'm doing, because I work with women below the poverty line here in the Bay Area that have cancer, and they are screwed. They can't afford to buy good food, okay? They got to eat this junk. And that's what's destroying. I mean, that's why there's so much obesity in this country. People are, I see people just losing it, man. And good people that just they can't make ends meet at the end of the month. The taxes, there's so many hidden taxes. And people, especially here in the San Francisco Bay Area, it's insane what it costs to live here. So I totally get it. So what else are you doing to make the world a better place?
One person at a time, you know, and that's where my reach, you know, my reach is getting bigger and bigger, you know, going online. You know, connecting with people like you, right? And locking arms, right? Because you know, we're stronger together, right?
Yes.
Get the like-mindedness, and I always bring it back to my next breath, like that. And it's the thing I want to remind people of. It's so simple if we keep it simple, right? I take care of myself. I take care of my family. I keep everybody healthy here, and then I build my community, and that's how we make the change. I don't think we need a lot of us either to make that change.
Yeah, I think you're 100% right. What's got me concerned right now, and you tell me your opinion, is this censorship. I mean, man, you say thing. I mean, why can't I say, I think, you know, when JFK's brains fly out the back of his head, I don't think Oswald did it behind him, right? Why can't you have this conversation? But you start talking about these things and boom, they're shutting these channels down and they're censoring us. The free speech is almost out the window. That's what concerns me.
And that is of huge concern. And think about it, folks. You know, where technology is with EMFs, you know, they start putting anything they want in our blood. And trust me, that vaccine schedule is not going to get smaller, right? They got 300 vaccines on the way. If we open up the door and let them do what they want,
yeah,
they could censor our thoughts at some point. I mean, they could literally censor our thoughts. They could grab hold of what we're thinking about at some point. If you know that maybe that's what 5G is.
Well, so all my reading and studying around that, they are already putting thoughts into people's head. They can target individuals they don't like, and they can throw stuff into there. I mean, if you understand frequency, what I love about teaching people today, what's really going on, I teach the law of attraction, right? First of all, how are we doing this, right? Okay, this is all vibration, energy, frequency. How do we download a book? I'm flying 30,000 feet in the air and I can download a book in 30 seconds. I can pick up the phone and talk to somebody in China. So, I mean, obviously there's a lot more to the unseen world than to the seen world. The big illusion is this physical world, but we got to protect these physical bodies. And where my heart breaks is for those that are disadvantaged and never had a fair shot in this world to accumulate any sort of wealth. And so, because we're not all created equal, you know, I was born white and American 57. I had a leg up on most of the world, right? But not everybody's born into those situations. Everybody should be treated equally with compassion. And we got to help those less fortunate to us to raise it up. Why not? Why not have some sort of, you know, I'm not a socialist, I'm not a communist, but I'm losing faith in capitalism because it's all crony capitalism all now, and it's all corruption. And so that's not fair. So I think we need a better system based on love, compassion, forgiveness, and helping one another and working as a community. What do you say?
Well, I mean, really what we have is an oligarchy. You know, we got these corporate power players that legitimately run everything, and they you know that, and with all this talk, like I'm amazed that the military industrial complex is almost not even mentioned anymore. They've done such a great job of hiding that industry, and that industry right there is controlling so much. And you know, so when it comes to the division, the division is part of their whole plan. I mean, yeah. the division, you know, from one race to another race, the division from, you know, one area of the country to another area of the country. And you know, they even get like the Packers and Bears. And I mean, yeah. like like all this stuff to just keep people so focused on the stuff that doesn't matter at all.
Well, I got to tell you, thank you so much for coming on the show. I hope to have you on again. Keep in touch. Folks, if you want to learn more about John Welch, go to johnwelchfitness.com. Check out his work. He's got this amazing online course going to be available in a few weeks. And check out his Facebook page. He does some great Facebook Lives. I love it. Thank you, my friend, for being our guest. And have a blessed day.
Hey, thank you, Mike. You're awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. We're going to take a little break, and we'll be back for hour two with another special guest. Please stay tuned.
You've been listening to Mike Murphy, unfiltered, unfettered, unflinching, unafraid, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Thanks for tuning in, and don't miss the next unfiltered show next Thursday from noon to 2 Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com, as Mike Murphy and a cast of powerful guests strip away the veil of limitation using the groundbreaking practices of the creation frequency. Tune in to unleash the power of your mind. Open the immense energy of the heart to manifest an awesome life filled with true health, wealth, confidence, gratitude, and joy. Unfiltered truth, unfiltered frequency, unfiltered possibilities on Mike Murphy Unfiltered Radio. For more information on Mike and his work, visit MikeMurphyUnfiltered.com.